is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday, the 29th of October, 2015. It's the birthday of the editor of the New Yorker magazine, David Remnick, born in Hackensack, New Jersey, 1958. Worked as a sports reporter for the Washington Post, then as their Moscow correspondent, when he witnessed the collapse of the Soviet Union, from which he wrote a book, Lenin's Tomb, The Last Days of the Soviet Empire, came out in 1993, by which time he'd begun as a staff writer at The New Yorker. It's the birthday of James Boswell, born Edinburgh, 1740. Family insisted that he go to law school. His father was a judge, so he did. He passed the bar exams, but didn't care for the practice of law, didn't really care for Scotland, wanted to be in London, wanted to meet the rich and the famous. So he did. He met Voltaire and Rousseau, Oliver Goldsmith, and then he met Samuel Johnson. He was just 22 years old. And Samuel Johnson, the great man of letters, was Boswell's idol. Johnson was 53. They soon became friends, and over the next 20 years, Boswell followed Johnson around, always took notes, wrote down what he had to say. And in 1791, he came out with The Life of Samuel Johnson. There'd never been a biography quite like it before. It was full of personal anecdotes and vivid descriptions. It was fun to read, and he made Samuel Johnson sound like a real person. Still considered one of the great biographies, and it's one reason why Samuel Johnson, Dr. Johnson, is still so famous today. And it's the birthday of the quilt maker Harriet Powers, born into slavery outside Athens, Georgia, 1837, famous for the quilts that she made, which told a story sort of like a graphic novel, such as her Bible quilt of 1886, which now hangs in the Smithsonian, and her pictorial quilt of 1888, displayed in the Museum of Fine Arts in Boston. Here's a poem for today by Claire Keyes entitled You Should Avoid Young Children. Because they fill their diapers with reliable ease, sitting on your lap or spread out on your best mattress, guilt is as foreign to them as vichyssoise. Because they spread sticky fingers over the piano keys, looking for you to hoist them onto your lap, they slam the ivories for the racket they can make. Rethink your nap. Because they are blank slates on which so much waits to be written, their eyes opened wide to take everything in, including the lines around your eyes, the pouches under your chin. Because they manipulate the controls on the TV, finger the holes in the electric socket, stomp the cat's switching tail, only to smile and gaze at you as if you held the keys to joy. Because you can embrace them, but you can't bind them, because they have nothing to give you and everything, because something loosens when they come around, something opens you didn't know was shut. A poem by Claire Keyes, You Should Avoid Young Children, from her collection What Diamonds Can Do, published by Cherry Grove Collections and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, a monthly devoted to discovering and publishing new voices in poetry. More at poetryfoundation.org. And by TIAA CREF, a global financial company dedicated to delivering financial outcomes that matter. TIAA CREF, created to serve, built to perform. Learn more at TIAA.org. Produced by Joy Biles with Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.